This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. President Trump is expanding his attacks after a weekend of bashing a leading black congressman. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says his tweets that Elijah Cummings' majority black Baltimore district is a disgusting mess where no human being would want to live were not racist. Instead, he says Cummings is racist for not helping his constituents. This morning, the president blasted civil rights advocate Al Sharpton, who went to Baltimore to condemn him, tweeting, "Al is a con man, a troublemaker." Sharpton says he'll keep making trouble for bigots.
If he really thought I was a con man, he'd be nominating me for his cabinet.
Aides say the president's comments were hyperbole, but they come after his racist tweets against four congresswomen of color. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Authorities in the western U.S. state of California say a gunman killed at least three people, including a six-year-old child, at a garlic festival Sunday afternoon. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The gunman has been identified as Santino William Legan. Police Chief Scott Smithy says Legan cut through a fence and started shooting. He had an assault-type rifle.
It was purchased legally in the state of Nevada on July the 9th. Of this year.
The chief says police arrived and engaged with the suspect in less than a minute.
Despite the fact that they were outgunned with their handguns against a rifle, those three officers were able to fatally wound that suspect, and the event ended very quickly.
Three people were killed, including a six-year-old boy. Smithy says the motive remains unknown. I'm Ed Donahue.
People attending the festival were required to go through a security screening with metal detectors and bag checks. Smithy said the suspected shooter appears to have entered the festival grounds by cutting through a fence. You're listening to VOA News. Two U.S. service members have been killed in action in Afghanistan in what appears to be an insider attack. The NATO-led Resolute Support Mission Monday said only that two Americans are dead. It has not released their names, pending notification of their families. A U.S. official later confirmed the deaths were the result of a so-called green-on-blue attack, during which an Afghan service member or an attacker wearing an Afghan uniform fires on U.S. or allied forces. A Saudi coalition airstrike on a market in northern Yemen has killed at least 10 people, including children, and wounded more than 20 others, according to medics and rebel media. The missile slammed into a market in Sada province Monday in apparent retaliation for a Houthi rebel drone attack on a Saudi airbase. A coalition spokesman accused the Houthis of attacking the market themselves to spite the Yemenis who oppose them. The U.S. and China are reviving trade talks on Tuesday, but the hopes for significant progress are low. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
2 months after U.S.-Chinese talks aimed at ending a tariff war broke down, both sides are trying to temper hopes for a breakthrough. Negotiations resume this week when American trade officials meet a Chinese delegation in Shanghai. They're expected to touch on an array of disputes that has grown to include tension over Chinese tech giant Huawei and the control of technology. Hopes of a breakthrough are low, though. On Friday, President Donald Trump said he didn't know if they're going to make a deal, and he doesn't care, repeating his claim that the U.S. is prospering. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi led a delegation to Ghana on Sunday to observe the 400th anniversary of the first enslaved Africans landing in America. The delegation includes 12 members of the Congressional Black Caucus. House Majority Whip James Clyburn said he and other Black Caucus members made the trip to pay homage to the sacrifices of their African ancestors. At least 52 inmates in a Brazilian prison were killed during a riot in northern Brazil on Monday. The superintendent of the Altamira prison in Pará State said 16 of the 52 inmates who died Monday were decapitated. It took officials about 5 hours to end the clashes that began after one gang infiltrated another part of the jail. The count of victims could rise after authorities finished searching all the areas involved. The incident was reminiscent of riots in May when 55 inmates were killed in gang-related violence at four prisons in the neighboring state of Amazonas. Human rights groups have accused the government of Brazil of doing little to deal with the country's notoriously troubled and overcrowded prisons. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.
Begin broadcast. It's today's exclusive hits, all wrapped up in one station.